RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The House of Representatives in the coming week will vote on a bill banning the TikTok social media app in the U.S. unless its Chinese owner sells it. Tech journalist Kara Swisher expects it'll pass.
A lot of TikTok is owned by American investors, and so they're going to want a solution where it moves into a different configuration that TikTok, that the Chinese government's going to have to accept that they don't have maybe this tool anymore, and that instead they'll make a lot of money.
The U.S. evacuated non-essential personnel from its embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, as street gangs continue an effort to overthrow the government. U.S. efforts to broker United Nations-authorized security deployment have not borne fruit. President Biden told MSNBC it would be a red line for Israel to invade Rafah, where a lot of civilians sought refuge, but not to the point where he'd walk away from Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu said they're going into Rafah. This is ABC News. All five people aboard were killed when a twin-engine IAI Astra 1125 jet airplane crashed near Ingalls Field Airport in Hot Springs, Virginia. Authorities believe four adults, including the pilot and a small child, are among the dead. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board have been notified. ABC's Dave Packer says there's a new nation's top movie.
An explosive debut for Kung Fu Panda 4.
Now you kids be careful of those fireworks.
At $58.3 million, the latest installment of the Universal and DreamWorks franchise scoring its biggest opening weekend since the original Kung Fu Panda back in 2008. Dune 2 drops to number 2 in Weekend 2, earning another $42 million domestically. Lionsgate's Imaginary opening at number 3 this weekend and paying its bills, earning the $10 million it cost to make. Cabrini debuts at number 4. Bob Marley, One Love, rounds out the top 5. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House is saying no more than he'll take part in political events. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of two large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers get iced.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports men's college hockey. The Badgers losing at home to Ohio State 3-1 in the Kohl Center. It was game 3 of a best-of-3-game series. The Buckeyes with a losing record now advance in the Big Ten tournament, while the Badgers with the second-best record will wait to find out in 2 weeks where they'll be seated in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers women's hockey team winning 6-3 against OSU Saturday in a competition in Minneapolis. College basketball, Marquette, the number 3 seed in the Big East tournament after beating beating Xavier. They'll play on Thursday. Wisconsin is the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament after losing on the road to Purdue 78-70. The Badgers will either face Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon at 1:30 at the Target Center in Minneapolis. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-117 win over the Clippers. Is the chemistry between Damian Lillard and Giannis improving?
It's getting better and better. They're trusting it. You put two great players together.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 30. Sunshine, we'll get into the mid-60s on your Monday. Southwest winds at 5 to 15. For Monday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. Partly sunny Tuesday, a high near 66. Slight chance of light rain by Wednesday. Right now, it's 25.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Noon to 2 on Monday, we'll help you recover from daylight saving time and take a look back at the happenings from the weekend right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So the New York Times is reporting that the Russians are actively intervening in our election right now as we speak. And the way they're doing it is by putting up fake news sites that purport to be news sites for Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, Miami, et cetera, et cetera. The names of them so far are the D.C. Weekly, the New York News Daily, the Chicago Chronicle, the Miami Chronicle. The Times writes, in fact, these are not local news organizations at all. Excuse me. They are Russian creations, researchers and government officials say, meant to mimic actual news organizations to push Kremlin propaganda by interspersing it. Excuse me. Among an at times odd mix of stories about crime, politics and culture. So basically what they're doing is they put up these websites. In fact, the Miami one has a tagline that says, falsely, having delivered the Florida news since 1937. Right. And the site published a story last week about a leaked audio recording of Victoria Nuland. Somebody mentioned this to me a couple days ago. It turns out the recording is a crude fake, and it's been Russian sites, Russian trolls on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, etc., and this Russian news site, this phony Chicago or phony Miami, Florida news site that has been promoting it. I mean, it's a totally faked audio. The New York Times notes advances in artificial intelligence and other digital tools have made this even easier to do and made the content that they do even more targeted. So basically what they're doing is they're stealing actual news stories from regular websites, from regular news sites, including the Associated Press and others. And so making it look like a newspaper, a couple of local stories they steal from the local newspaper, and then they drop in one or two strategic stories about how important it is that we just let Ukraine fight their own wars, or, you know, Victoria Nuland is conspiring to overthrow Russia or something like that. And it's all BS. Meanwhile, a geeky science, and then I'll pick up your calls here. This is a little bit of good news. You know, if everybody on the planet stopped eating meat, which I realize is not going to happen tomorrow, probably never going to happen, but if everybody did, we would radically cut. The number three source of fossil fuel greenhouse gases is the production of meat. We would radically cut our emissions. And so this is like, in that context, I think this is really good news. Oscar Mayer, and I remember Oscar Mayer from when I was a little kid. I didn't become a vegetarian until I was 16, you know. I grew up in a family that ate meat, and we loved hot dogs. But Kraft Heinz owns Oscar Mayer, and Oscar Mayer has gone into this joint venture with a company called NotCo, as in not meat. They have produced plant-based cheeses, plant-based mayonnaise, and the Kraft macaroni and cheese. They've got a vegan version of that. But the new products coming from Oscar Mayer, you know, the meat company, include bratwurst, Italian flavors. I'm guessing, you know, like Well, kielbasa, I think, is Polish. What would be Italian? Pepperoni? Probably. I would guess. And this is an $886 million a year market right now. And the CEO of Kraft Heinz Knot Company, Lucho Lopez May, said, this is an attractive space and there is an unmet need. Amen. I'll buy it. I'll buy it. All right. What's on your mind today? We got a lot to talk about. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Was that a speech last night or a speech?
That was incredible.
I've been on cloud nine all day, and I think President Biden has put it to rest that he is completely lucid, he is completely capable, and most of all, he must be so engaged and involved in what is going on. Because, I mean, he could pull up those data points on everything.
Yeah.
And he just took on the Republicans when they popped up like gophers. he just took them on, and he answered this one, and he came back for that one and that one. He didn't skip a beat. So I think people saw a side of Biden that they don't get when he's going to the car or he's moving from one meeting to the next. And they saw him here, and he took everyone on. So you said he could handle it, and he sure did.
Yeah.
And this morning I called Bernie's office, and I said, you know, you're never going to say one way or another, but I says I could hear Bernie in there. I think the two of them have done a lot of collaborating.
Yep.
And I think Biden, like you said, is receptive to other people, and I think he's learning to go left of center. He's very center.
Oh, yeah.
He's learning to go left of center and be more inclusive in his base, I think. I think he said a lot of things that the young people wanted to hear and the older people wanted to hear, Social Security, Medicare, and all of that. And I think I hope people are starting to see how nefarious the right is. And it looked like Michael Johnson. I call him Mikey in my mind. He looked like a little elf or a gremlin on Biden's shoulder, just making all his facial expressions. I thought it was rather comical.
Yeah, I forget who it was. One of the many newsletters that I subscribe to, somebody this morning said that he looked like a bobblehead. You know, he was nodding his head so often and rolling his eyes so much that it would be shocking if this morning he didn't need to go to the chiropractor and the optometrist.
He wasn't even effective. You know, he was more comical than anything.
Yeah.
But here's a thought I got to thinking in Ukraine, how the soldiers are coming into domiciles, private homes, families, and they're raping the moms, mutilating the fathers in front of the children, and then taking the children and kidnapping them to Russia to brainwash them so they no longer even, you know, remember their past.
Right.
And I was thinking, if this was reported in newspapers that there was some serial whoever's that were going into homes and doing that in our country, to mothers and fathers and children, we would be in an uproar. We would think that was the most inhumane. Animals don't even do that.
Yep.
And they're subhuman, I call them. And then I thought, Biden looks up to Putin. He worships
him. No, you mean Trump does.
Would I say Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to wash my mouth out of soap.
Happens
Trump,
to the best of us, Diane.
I got Biden on my mind today.
Of course.
But if Trump, and Trump looks up to him, and then I thought, my brother looks up to Trump. I mean, he just thinks Trump's the greatest.
Oh,
and
that's
you know
so
that
sad.
That thing of Kevin Bacon's separations?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, my brother is one separation from all of that, do whatever you want, you know, that Trump says.
Yeah.
And my brother's a good guy. I love him. He's my brother. But I think, how could he have become so twisted that he could abide with that?
There is a very well-funded, very effective, very strategic right-wing propaganda machine. And it's a collaborative effort between Vladimir Putin and his Internet Research Agency and all of his front groups and, the GOP. And they're doing their very best to just basically indoctrinate America and Americans. And your brother, I'm sure, got swept up in that. It's not a good thing.
It's whiplash of your brain because you think he's your brother, and then you realize what he's looking up to. And yeah. The two just don't go together.
I know, it's sad. It's sad.
Troubling.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to, I guess, wait and hope that he wakes up. Diane, thank you for the call. Spot on. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday, right after this.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news and 107.7 FM.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capital Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Larry, our unofficial official numbers guy here for the Tom Hartman program. There was a jobs report today, wasn't there, Larry? It got kind of lost in the shuffle.
There was a jobs report, and again, it was spectacular. And Biden is still on a path where he's going to see 17 million jobs created by the time he ends his first term. That's more jobs than Reagan, Bush, Trump combined.
Right. And in 4 years.
In 4 years, he's going to outdo, I think that's 24 years of Republican rule.
Yeah.
And he's still on path, on a track that he might see 30 million jobs created, which is what I predicted when he first became president. And if he does that, he's going to wipe out Ike, Nixon, Reagan, Bush, Trump.
Wow.
Combined.
Wow. Every Republican president since 1952.
Yeah. And so this is why the news media tries to ignore what Biden has been doing over the last couple of weeks. I have said that they were going to be forced to report the good news. And so far they have been fighting that tooth and nail.
Right.
On the Sunday shows. They're trying their best not to report this stuff. And they're still trying to give Donald Trump a pass to the White House because they love tax cuts.
Well, they want the horse race. I mean, that's how the media makes their money, is by having a horse race. You see this obviously over at the New York Times. I think it's just despicable, reprehensible what Sulzberger has been, how he has been guiding that publication.
I think they've all been bought by the Republicans because when Republicans are in power, all of these multi-billion dollar corporations get billions of dollars in tax breaks. They get paid to do all of what they're doing right now.
Exactly.
And that is why, and this is the Democratic presidents have to actually fight the Fed. They're always telling you, don't fight the Fed. Every Democratic president has to fight the Fed in order to see the great jobs numbers that come out of their administration, to see the great stock market returns, all of this stuff that happens good when Democrats are president. They're fighting the Fed every time.
So, Larry,
and in the last
this morning,
in the last 44 years.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One more point. In the last 44 years, no Democratic president has seen a Fed cut. 44 years. A 44-year-old man and his son, who has grown up, and he may have a son. None of them have seen the Fed cut a Democrat's Fed rate in their life.
So the Financial Times this morning was predicting that in June, what hasn't happened in 44 years might actually happen, that because the jobs report is so good and because the inflation report was good a couple weeks ago, that there's a very real chance that there will be a cut in the Fed funds rate in June. What do you think?
Powell is looking for every opportunity to not let that happen, because when that happens, the stock market is going to go crazy. The jobs... But Powell has knocked off roughly 150,000 jobs per month off of Biden's total. When he starts cutting, all of a sudden, you're going to see this economy grow so fast, and it's going to boom so fast, there is no way that Biden will lose the election.
I agree.
And right now, when you look at the indicators that normally project when we're going to have a recession or not, gold is going up. It's going up because in 44 years, every time the Fed has lowered the Fed rate, we got a recession. Gold only goes up when we're going to have a recession. The indexes don't know how to respond to us possibly having Fed rate cuts, because every time it's happened in the last 44 years, we got a recession. These people, they don't know
how
to respond.
Why do we get a recession when you cut the Fed funds rate?
Because the Fed is typically only cutting the Fed rate when the economy is in horrible shape.
Oh, I see. So, it's not cause-effect, it's correlation.
And the economy is always in horrible shape when Republicans are in the White House.
Yeah.
So for 44 years, a man and his son, and now his child, has only seen the economy doing a crash and burn when the Fed was cutting
there
the Fed
go.
Rate.
Fascinating stuff, Larry. I always appreciate your calls, and thank you for being our unofficial official math guy for the program. Appreciate it. Thank you, Larry.
Okay.
Thank you. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, I listened to the speech last night and was very happy with Biden's comments and thoughts and ability to engage.
That was a barn burner.
Even, I'm sorry?
That was a barn burner.
Yeah, absolutely. They sat on their hands. They hung their heads. They're, oh, no, what do we do? You know, that kind of an attitude.
Yeah.
And Johnson was just like, oh, grim-faced. But her, Britt, what was her name?
Katie Britt?
Yeah, the Republican response.
Yeah.
It would have been helpful if she'd actually watched the speech. She
yes.
said she did, but saying that, oh, he's dithering in his speech. You know, no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
And Mike, I hate to tell you this, but he wasn't just reading it. He was ad-libbing a lot of it and responding to your favorite people and taking them on. So, no, he wasn't just reading word for word.
Yeah.
And the British or the Republican response saying, the American dream is a nightmare. I'd hate to tell all those people that are making money off of it hand over a fist.
Yeah.
I bet they're not thinking it's a nightmare.
Yep.
And if they should unlock the border issues, maybe she should talk to her Republican pals because they're the ones that refuse to bring it up for a vote. They created a bill.
She is one of the ones who refused to bring it up for a vote.
I mean, So if she's chained to the kitchen, maybe she should try to talk to her husband. This is not the Civil War era. I can get out of the kitchen now and then.
Yeah.
And maybe start thinking on her own.
I wonder who made that decision. You know, to put a Republican woman in her kitchen.
Yeah. It just pandering.
I mean, the next one's going to be in the bedroom, and she's going to be wearing a negligee.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is my other job function.
We don't need birth control. God will help us.
Right. Barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. It really was pretty shocking. I mean, she was like something out of the Stepford Wives The Handmaiden's Tale. I mean, Amy Coney Barrett actually, you know, she grew up in this Catholic cult where she was actually called a handmaid. It's just like, oh, my God. Sandra, thank you. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Good talking to you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman program. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
From this Hillsboro, is from the Highland, your choice for AM, news, talks, and sports.
107.7 FM, WRCD, 1450 AM, and always on the Civic Media app.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The House of Representatives in the coming week will vote on a bill banning the TikTok social media app in the U.S. unless its Chinese owner sells it. Tech journalist Kara Swisher expects it'll pass.
A lot of TikTok is owned by American investors, and so they're going to want a solution where it moves into a different configuration that TikTok, that the Chinese government's going to have to accept that they don't have maybe this tool anymore, and that instead they'll make a lot of money.
The U.S. evacuated non-essential personnel from its embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, as street gangs continue an effort to overthrow the government. U.S. efforts to broker United Nations-authorized security deployment have not borne fruit. President Biden told MSNBC it would be a red line for Israel to invade Rafah, where a lot of civilians sought refuge, but not to the point where he'd walk away from Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu said they're going into Rafah. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to fire two more of Governor Evers' appointees. A state Senate committee Friday recommended John Miller and Dana Wachs be removed from the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate meets next week. The body has fired or rejected well over a dozen of the Democratic governor's appointees. People who fell into bad eating habits during the pandemic are trying to do better. Registered dietitian Bailey Holmquist recommends cutting out processed proteins.
I tell my patients, do what you're able to, but if we can get good grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs, wild-caught fish, so that we get the most nutrients out of those animals.
Holmquist says beans and peanut butter are good alternatives that cost less and are easier to find. March is National Nutrition Month. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 30. Sunshine, we'll get into the mid-60s on your Monday. Southwest winds at 5 to 15. For Monday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. Partly sunny Tuesday, a high near 66. Slight chance of light rain by Wednesday.
Currently, 23 degrees.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at heartlandreport.com. Check it out. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose and bamboo, making them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Carl in Joliet, Illinois. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Good morning, Tom, or afternoon here. My observance on the State of the Union address last night was that Clarence Thomas and his wife Jenny, along with the former handmaiden Amy Comey Barrett, were mysteriously missing. And my question to you, Tom, is if you know, wouldn't you think it's mandatory to attend for the Supreme Courts to all attend the State of the Union?
No, it's not. It's just a matter of, you know, good taste and respect. And of course, Clarence Thomas has neither. Same for Sam Alito. The last time Sam Alito was there, Obama said how Citizens United was going to screw up America. And Sam Alito said, you lie, or not so, or something like that. And, he got called out in the media for it. And so he hasn't shown up to a single one since then. These guys are just cowards. They're embarrassed. If they're capable of embarrassment, but they just don't want to be there when they're going to be called out. And he did call them out last night, you know.
Say that again.
Biden did call out the Supreme Court last night. He looked right at him and he said, "You're gonna see the power, the electoral and political power of women."
And yeah, that was great. Getting back to Alito saying you lie. I guess that's what the heckler way in the back in the gallery was screaming out. He was the loudest, but still I couldn't make out the words. And it looked like there was remnants of security ushering him out.
Yeah, that guy was.
Does anyone know who that was or what exactly he said?
Yeah, he was the guest of one of the more hardcore right-wing congressmen who is not a household name. In fact, I don't remember his name now, and I read it this morning. I vaguely recognized it, but, you know, he's some, like, Oklahoma or some Republican congressman. And his guest was a guy whose son died in Afghanistan. You know, when Biden was withdrawing our troops from Afghanistan, the problem he had was that in the last months of his presidency, Trump had shut down 9 of our 10 Air Force bases, which made it really, really hard to withdraw our troops and get all our equipment out and stuff like that. I mean, Trump basically intentionally sabotaged Biden. And so there was that suicide bombing, remember, and several people died they were pulling out, and everybody was like, oh, Biden's, you know, it's so disorganized and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, Trump set that up. But anyhow, he was the father of one of the soldiers who was killed then.
Okay. So,
and he was yelling, what he was yelling was, you know, Marine 173rd Division or whatever it was. You know, he was yelling about his son's military record. And the security guard asked him to stop, and he didn't stop. He kept going. So they took him out, and he's been charged with a misdemeanor. He'll get a fine for it.
Yeah, good. Well, real quick, one last thing, Tom. You touched on this earlier. Marjorie Taylor Greene, when she interrupted Biden's walk and his entrance, it looked like she had her smartphone video rolling, and she blurted out something. I think you touched on it, but I didn't catch what she said to him to try to provoke him.
She said, say his name. Say her name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that was what she was shouting at him, too, when she was heckling him. Say her name. And the pin that she was handing out said, say her name, and it had the woman's name. What's her name? Lincoln Riley or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't have her name memorized. You know, I'm not a right-wing talk show host. But she's apparently the one person who's been this year killed by a person, by an undocumented immigrant in the United States. So she's the darling of the right.
She should be fine, too, for wearing a red MAGA hat.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear a hat in the chamber, and you're not supposed to wear political paraphernalia in the chamber. And she, but, you know, like I said, she's completely classless. This is a woman who gives trailer trash a bad name, a good name, excuse me. Again, I've got to stop using that phrase, but I just don't have a good phrase for, I guess, white trash. Maybe we should call her that. But anyhow, Carl, yeah. Thank you very
Sounds
much.
Sounds good to me. Excellent, yeah. Tom.
Good talking to you.
Love your show.
Thank you. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yesterday, you were giving a report on all these Republican states trying to fight a new EPA guideline on pollution in the fine particulate range.
Yeah, 24, 25 states have sued, yeah.
Yeah, well, you gave a pretty good explanation as far as it went, but you only mentioned, as far as I can remember, profit for the private corporations as their motive, and I suggest there's an even more sweeping reason for them to oppose that new standard. That is that over recent years, it's been increasingly clear that small particulate air pollution is a cause of dementia and attention deficit.
True.
And if you are trying to sell garbage like $400 golden sneakers, or the former chancellor of Trump University, or a Supreme Court opinion based on a decision by a judge a couple of centuries earlier who burned women at the stake for being witches, I think you would want your audience to be very much into dementia and attention deficit.
Which raises another point, Mike. Last night, one of the things that Biden said that I thought was really important, he said, you know, we need to get the lead pipes out so that we can reduce the brain damage that we're causing to our nation's children. And right. Not one Republican applauded that. What the hell is wrong with these people?
I don't. They've gone honest enough to tell us who they really are, I guess.
I guess. I suppose we should be grateful for that. But holy cow, they're in favor of lead. You know, children being poisoned with lead. They're in favor of all of us being poisoned with particulate matter from exhaust to soot. I mean, it's just. Yeah, Mike. Thank you for the call.
Belief.
Yeah, there
sure.
You go. Thank you. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, could I just throw a quick factoid at you?
Please.
Russia has borders 14 countries. It's the largest country in the world. It has half the population of the United States. It's 15% of the population of China. And it wants to annex the largest country in Europe. And, you know, just statistically, it's crazy, 14 borders. But the other thing is that I'm not sure why Trump would want to bar insane people from coming across the border, because those are future Republicans. But about the response last night from the Republicans,
yeah.
It reminded me of one of those commercials for the poor animals that are starving. All it needed was that background music.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the table was to appeal to Democrats because, you know, what Biden talks about, table issues and stuff, and stuff around the table. I think that's what it was going for. But it was a miss. I mean,
it was a miss for Democrats. If you look on social media, though, there's Republicans praising her up one side and down the other.
Right. The other thing is the problem's going to be with Ukraine aid is because the Republicans are going to insist on Israel aid at the same time. And I think we should hold back on this.
Well, that is part of that legislation. I agree with you. Israeli aid should be qualified on Netanyahu leaving office and a two-state solution being put into place. But nonetheless, I mean, there's that mm-hmm. legislation. And that legislation, by the way, doesn't just have aid to Israel. It has huge aid mm-hmm. for the Gazans. Mm-hmm. And that Mike Johnson is holding up.
Right. And one other thing, can't our allies buy military equipment from us and give it to the Ukraine?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I know that if you redistribute military equipment from the United States, you have to disclose your intention to do that at the beginning. And I think that might mm-hmm. violate the law. I just don't. I'm not certain, though, Bill. I'm not an expert on military procurement. Uh-huh.
I guess it would have happened if it was true.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Bill, thanks a lot for the call.
The only other thing, Citizens United has to go. That's the linchpin in everything that's wrong.
Amen. I'm with you. Amen. Thank you. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma. What's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm better today than I was yesterday. That was a hell of a speech last night.
It was the best speech I've heard since JFK.
Yep.
And that's just all you have to say about it. And the behavior of the Republican Party was despicable.
Yep.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk about Ukraine. And for those of us who are still trying to get help for Ukraine, ask the people you talk to if their parents ever mentioned ration stamps. Do you remember your parents talk about ration stamps during World War II?
Yeah, my dad told me how they rationed butter, they rationed gasoline, they rationed
flour.
Flour, yeah. Nylons,
sugar.
Yeah, ladies' nylons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. So if, you know, these people keep stopping Biden from sending help to Ukraine, we could have World War III, and that's just all there is to it.
Yep.
I think that when he recognized the Swedish representative and he stood up, that was a slap in Putin and Trump's face.
Yep, the Swedish prime minister, yes.
Yes. And if people don't understand that, you know, what the Republicans holding up aid to Ukraine will lead to World War III, they're very ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a strange experience last night. I went to the Neighborhood Association meeting for the first time in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There were only, this is a mixed neighborhood, very mixed. You name it, we've got it. And
you mean racially?
Only two, racially, yes. Mm-hmm. And we have married gay couples also, mm-hmm. you know, coming and going. Married men, married women. You know, mm-hmm. it's a very diverse neighborhood. The only two black people, one was a policeman to give his crime report, which was their main concern,
mm-hmm.
that there were shootings, that they could hear gunshots. This mm-hmm. was their main concern. The other one was a black representative from our black mayor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a very strange thing. And our representative from the state house, a Democrat, came to give us report on the gambling bill.
Mm-hmm.
In which they're going to appoint a commission of seven people to regulate gambling. And I asked him, how long will the appointment last? He said, they haven't decided. I said, how much are they going to be paid? Are they going to be considered state employees to be part of our retirement system?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they're still working on that.
Yeah.
But this, you know, it's just our primary Tuesday was very bad. There's nothing on the Democratic ticket because of our Democratic Party problems. And it was just, you know, sorry, guys. I'm ashamed of, you know, my senators. Please forgive us.
My son
was watching Truth Social, and he was watching Trump, the little Biden through the entire speech. So the girl who has the brother, I'm with you, girl.
Yeah,
visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 47 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
News from the center. WRC for news, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
WRC County's 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare?
It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gaiety, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. If you're a dog, what's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. They have more energy, their coats are shinier, they lost a little bit of weight. They're doing great. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And my listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Richard in Bellflower, California. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Oh, Tom, listen, I wanted to ask you, when Joe Biden wins re-election, what should he do with Merrick Garland? He has been a disaster.
Yeah. You know, I think that he needs to replace Merrick Garland, and I'd like to see him replace Merrick Garland with Sheldon Whitehouse, frankly, although I don't know if Sheldon Whitehouse wants to leave the Senate. But I think he would make a great attorney general.
Yeah, I do too.
I've told him that on the air twice now.
I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed with Merrick Garland. I just, you know, when they first appointed him, I thought it was like Christmas. You know, we got a hero, Santa Claus. I mean, everybody. Yeah. You know, we got a savior.
Yeah.
And he's been terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why Orrin Hatch recommended him to Barack Obama. So, we'll all just have to see what happens. Richard, thank you for the call. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
I hope you will give me a moment to have a bit of political license, and I hope that your audience understands that I have a very different view of the United States than maybe they have.
We have a little more than a minute.
Let me say this to you. I want to talk about Breathless Mahoney. You may recall in 1990 there was a remake of the old Dick Tracy series that was a comic book and then later a television program way before I was born in the mid-60s. But it was remade in a movie, and Madonna played a character with Warren Beatty. Well, she played a character along with Warren Beatty, and her name was Breathless Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listened to this repugnant response last night, that's repugnant response, I came up with a new word. I called it, I was both horrified and amused at the same time. And I called it horror muse.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying to myself, I'm in convulsive laughter, but at the same time I'm going, wow.
Yep.
She used these, and these are just a couple of phrases she used. Our forefathers came to the United States and tamed the wild.
Oi.
She said, our DNA.
That's how you describe genocide.
No, tamed the wild. She said, our DNA put us on the moon.
I know, when she said DNA. That, I turned to Louise and I said, our DNA? That's how Hitler talked.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm doing it again.
Yeah. There you go.
Let me just say this. I came of age in the late 70s, early 80s. And that was when MTV came out.
Yeah.
And MTV was huge, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things as a once accomplished jazz musician, that's how I worked my way through undergraduate school. Don't play anymore. Chops are terrible. But anyway, if you take the video out and not look at her, you've got to just listen to the audio.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
It really is. And by the way, I just want to tell you again, I'm loving your newsletter. People need to go over to Substack.com and plug in Kenyatta and find it and sign up for it. It's brilliant. Kenyatta, thank you for
joining us. As long as you've got an asbestos stomach.
There you go. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.